everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today's show is all about employment, and employment for people with disabilities is getting more attention. This attention is much needed. Partnerships and connecting are keys to ensuring employment is attainable for those with disabilities. Indiana has created a new program to help foster those connections through a program called the Intern Program. The intern program has now been in place for 1 year and has resulted in 20 people now working full-time for the state and one part-time employee. And now we are here with another success story, and I love success stories. We all know that. We are here with Kathleen Kelly. She is the unit secretary at LaRue D. Carter Memorial Hospital. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. And you, again, you are another success story of the intern program. Talk a little bit about what it helped you to do and what your experience was.
The intern program essentially allowed me to get a position with the state of Indiana as a unit secretary at LaRue D. Carter Memorial Hospital. I had worked with both Boak Rehab and Easter Seals Crossroads. Mm-hmm. I believe I started with Boak Rehab in October of 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I was, again, finally offered a position at LaRue D. Carter on December the 7th, 2012.
So when you went through the whole process of, you know, finding a job, going through Boak Rehab, did you ever feel like there was a frustration of, will I find a job? Will it be the right one?
Very much so. Very much so. And I actually did. I actually did other volunteer work. In addition to this internship, I actually briefly had another position that did not work out.
Okay.
Because I did not get the support that I needed from my employer.
Okay.
So again, the opportunity to work at LaRue D. Carter has made an amazing difference in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about your disability a little bit. And what you deal with on a daily basis.
I have multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed with it 17 years ago. I have children, and I worked in various positions up until about 7 years ago when my, like many people, my symptoms increased.
Sure.
So I was not able to find another position at that point. Essentially, you know, in 2010, I was familiar with Boak Rehab from prior work experience. I had actually managed a group home at one point.
Okay.
So I was familiar with their services, so I contacted them to see if I would be eligible.
Right.
And, you know, I was accepted into their program. I qualified for their program. So, well, they actually arranged for me to get an assessment to see what kind of accommodations would be most helpful, technology would be most helpful for me.
Sure.
So, again, I could not have gotten my position alone. You know, I had a lot of support from a lot of different people that enabled me to secure the position at LaRue Carter.
You know, you talk about the support that you got, and it touches my heart because I did the same thing. I had to go through a job coach, and I had the same feelings. But when you got to the internship program and even talking about your goals and what you needed to do to be a working citizen, how did that feel to voice what you needed?
Again, I think, you know, the path of advocacy, you know, is a process. You know,
it
I
is.
Think that in a lot of people like again, I find it much more easy to advocate for others than for myself.
Sure.
And but I guess I have realized in this process that by advocating for myself, I actually am advocating for others.
Sure.
That, you know, in terms of LaRue Carter, you know, again, my employers, you know, see that I can do my job,
mm-hmm.
you know, with you know, the necessary accommodations, you know, necessary support. You know, I can be a very effective valuable employee, hardworking, you know, reliable,
sure.
and all those other things. So in some ways, you know, I hope that, you know, if they see me do well,
sure.
you know, they will be more likely to hire others.
Sure.
You know, that also have disabilities.
And when you talk to people, when you talk to other people who say, I'm on the job search and I'm getting frustrated with it, what is your advice to them?
Don't give up.
Yeah. Because what if you would have given up? Where do you think you would have been?
I would be unemployed.
Yeah.
No, I would be unemployed. And again, I think that you need tenacity. You really do. And again, you know, you do get knocked down and, you know, things don't work out. You know, volunteer jobs, you know, don't end with an offer. You know, there are just all sorts of roadblocks, and perhaps more so for people with disabilities. Just the logistics of trying to get, you know, technology, you know, assessment, you know, the timing, you know, like renting, having to rent your equipment before voc rehab will
pay for it.
It all works out, but I think a lot of people, you know, see it as, you know, a door that shuts.
Sure.
You know, and again, you can't, there's another way out. There's another way around. There's another way to your objective. You just have to keep pushing. And you have to advocate for yourself. And, you know, again, there are people out there that will help you. You just have to ask.
And what keeps you, you talk about tenacity. And I think a lot of people that I've talked to and myself have had tenacity. But what keeps you in that frame of mind?
Well, you know, for every person, it's different. I still have a family. So, again, you know, having meaningful paid employment allows me to support my children.
Yeah.
But also, just in terms of myself, okay, having someplace to go every day. Again, having to get up. Again, yeah. I feel better when I work. I think more clearly.
Sure.
I have better cognitive, personal skills.
Sure.
You know, my overall health has improved. Again, my mood is lifted. You know, all the benefits, I mean, it's not just for others, it's for me. We're meant to work. We're meant to be productive. We're meant to contribute to society. And there are fringe benefits,
sure,
you know, in terms of having meaningful paid employment.
So where is the future? Where do you see yourself?
I very much like what I'm doing. Again, I really enjoy working at La Rue Carter. La Rue Carter Hospital is a state psychiatric facility. I enjoy working with the patients, with my colleagues. Every day when I go home that I've accomplished something, I've helped people, I've done something good for the world. Right now, again, I'm very happy with what I'm doing.
Kathleen Kelly, you are not only a success story because of this intern program, but you yourself are a success story. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here today.
You know what, everybody? This is what I keep saying, that employment is a good thing for people with disabilities. They are good employees. They're happy. They're determined. And they want to work. Hiring them is a good thing. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.